When I see you, I admit my first thoughts are to lynch. You look so gross, I'd hang you up with a winch. Never in life have I been gladder to own several guns with which to pop your bladder. Can end your worthless life with one squeeze, or several to turn a nigger into Swiss cheese. You porch monkeys used to be such a benefit. I long for the time plantations were relevant, where I'd crack a whip, you would work and not bitch. You'd pick my cotton and make me filthy fucking rich. You had a use back then, no need for a noose back then. I could get you to work and produce back that whip. Just me and my whip. Me and my whip. Just 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 me and my whip. And my whip. Just me 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 and my
plantation I would have would be the biggest. The niggas on my cotton farm would work the quickest. They'd contribute to making this moon the richest slave owner in the South. And I'd have the thickest dick too. And I could write my sick ass rhymes in peace. Then at night I'd kick back and count my dimes in peace. The only time one of my niggers would cease who work is if they died or were caught by the police. My house would be the whitest, like my skin's the lightest. I'd make sure they never got a chance in the slightest to ever obtain rights or escape to the North. Their use as my nigg slave would be their only worth. If they bitched, I would lash him, and then I'd stash him in the cellar. Then a day later I would cash him back in for bank. I'd be the king of the slave trade. Bitches would be jealous of the money I made with just me and my whip. Me and my whip. Just 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 me and my whip. And my whip. Just me 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 and my
niggers were the ones that sold us the slaves. Ain't saying much compared to the nigger that raves and rants about how they quote unquote was kings and shit. Every time I hear one say that, I need a big hit. Then I need to grab my whip and lash at a nig. Use a whip crack to make the nig do a jig. It helps me relax and relive the glory days when if the nigger misbehaved, they were set ablaze and no one gave a shit, cause niggers weren't human. Then the 14th Amendment had to go and ruin it, and pave the way for apartheid to be destroyed, and leave a void where the segregation I enjoyed used to be. Now it's all about equality. Bitch please, a nigger will never be equal to me. They can bust a cap in me, they won't even try. They're such poor shots and I'm such a kill shot, they die too.
Just me and my whip. Me and my whip. Just 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 me and my whip. And my whip. Just me 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 and my whip.
Shoutouts to Notorious Big for getting Tupac killed and then getting killed himself. More niggers should follow in your footsteps.
Wait a second, didn't you say at one point that you killed both Tupac and Biggie yourself?
Yeah, I also told you to get out of my studio, but look what you still haven't done.
Why you got to be lying like
that? Because fuck you, nigger, that's why.
No wait, let me guess, that was another moon man from a parallel universe.
Who the fuck cares? Audrina, you can stop sucking my moon dick now.
Fucking finally, I'm just about ready to hang myself from having that pencil in my mouth for 10 minutes.
How about instead of that, you keep yourself useful and put on the next beat?
Fine.
I will never understand the dynamic between you two.
That's because you're a nigger.
Bullshit. You don't even understand it.
Shut up, it's about to start.